The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Fergus Lennon is with me first. He is a Blood Bikes Leinster founder and a regional coordinator as well. And the reason he is here is because he and some of his colleagues and peers within Blood Bikes organisations around Ireland are lobbying for some changes in rules and regulations around road traffic and the Road Traffic Act and how it applies to people who are transporting blood. Fergus, you're welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for coming into us.
So maybe just explain to us who Blood Bikes are.
Well, Blood Bikes originated from the UK. So they're over there since the 1960s. They arrived over here in Ireland in 2012. So they've been established since 2012. And it was a slow burner to get them going at the hospitals. It was the hospitals didn't trust them. And, you know, you had to build up the trust within the hospital. And then you had to build up the trust within the HSE as well. So we've done that over the last 13 years. And thanks be to God, it has gone well. Every day is a busy day. That's what I will say to you. Most of the groups only operate at 7 o'clock in the evening. There's a couple of groups that operate during the day, 24 hours, which is ourselves and Blood Bike Dublin. So it's mainly us that are stuck sort of in the problem that we have with the bus lanes.
Yeah. So tell me about this. What's the issue at the moment? So you guys are transporting these, transporting blood from one site to another, from one hospital to another, and the Road Traffic Act applies to you the same way it does to me if I was just driving between those two hospitals. Is that it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the problem is that people only think that we deliver blood. We don't just only deliver blood. We also deliver platelets and we deliver chemotherapy, plasma, medical items for theatre. So you could have, say, for instance, a last minute patient that's brought down to theatre, and all of a sudden then they get down there and they realise, oh, we haven't got this piece of equipment. That patient is lying on the theatre there. So the hospital normally will ring us on the phone and say, can you go to this hospital and pick up this piece of equipment and bring it back to us?
Before you guys offered that service, who was doing that? You know, there was no service, but how were the hospital transferring those things between sites?
In an emergency situation, they would ring the Gardaí or they would take an ambulance out of service and do it. We have taken away this, like we think when this was brought in, it was a great idea. It actually took away the need for guards to be taken out of service to do this and the ambulance service where they are needed on the road for patients that are injured or, you know what I mean? So that's what happened there. So we've been doing it for the last 13 years. The hospitals are delighted with the service that we give them and so is the HSE.
So what is it? What change are you looking for?
The changes that we're looking for, although we do use the bus lanes, and I won't say that we don't, we use them at the discretion of the Gardaí.
Yeah.
So the Gardaí will see our vehicles, which are highly marked up. So they know this is someone from the Blood Bikes is in the lane. So they just turn a blind eye to it. But we would prefer to have more clarity over this and have it in law that, you know, instead of having to, you know, say, take the chance of jumping into the bus lane and somebody coming along and saying something to you or even getting a fine, because it's essentially the volunteers that end up paying the fine, you know, and then, you know, we have to take that out of our fundraising needs to pay the fine.
And is there much opposition? I understand kind of mandarins within the Department of Transport have raised concerns about blood bikes clogging up the bus lanes.
You see, this is what people are thinking, that the blood bikes will be clogging up the bus lanes. But that's just something that they're thinking about. The problem is that on any given day, you would probably only have six vehicles in the city. So, and they would never all be in the bus lane at the same time. So,
yeah,
like you would probably have one in this bus lane and one in that bus lane over there and one in another bus lane. And like, because they're marked up, they're not going to be taking any more time than anybody else.
Yeah.
So,
and as you say, they're in the bus lane already, but the problem is you're just hoping the guards will turn a blind eye, and they often do. Guards are generally decent, so they're going to turn a blind eye, but it's not really the situation as it should be, asking the guards to just, you know, not look at us.
Yeah, 100%. The thing about it is if we're going to a hospital with blood or whatever that we're going to the hospital with and it's urgent, does anybody want, even any of the ministers or anybody, even including yourself or me, I don't want this person sitting in the traffic waiting on blood to get to the hospital.
And what's been the response then? So if there's been some pushback from the department, what about politicians you've spoken to?
I spoke to a few politicians and they said this was a no-brainer. They don't know why it hasn't been done a long time and why it hasn't been sorted out. We don't know why it hasn't been sorted. We have been working on it for a long time with the department. But like, it's like everything, it just gets put on a desk and it just sort of gets forgot about.
Yeah.
You know, until we try and rejig it again. Now, I have to say, we are in talks with the Department of Transport and we're hoping to meet them shortly in relation to this and get this sorted out, you know. But like, it's like everything.
Yeah, well, a no-brainer, as you say, and I would wager that's the assessment of almost everybody listening to the show, a no-brainer. Fergus Lennon, who's the founder of Blood Bikes Leinster, regional coordinator as well with Blood Bikes Leinster. Fergus, we wish you well with those meetings when they happen, and hopefully it won't gather dust at a desk for too long.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
And the change will happen.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.